Hi, this is Jim Fried. We're back with our segments from the Ackerman Real Estate Summit 2014. We're here with former Miami Beach mayor and head of the
Miami office.
Thank you, Neeson Kasdan. And we're also here with Steve Owens with Swire Properties. Steve is in charge of one of the transformative projects here in town. And Steve, let's just get right into it. We've talked about how Miami is, South Florida is transforming, and you're bringing in one of the biggest projects in town. How's that going?
Well, it's a challenge, and it's going quickly. There's no time for any lost sleep in our shop.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I've got to say is I've never seen concrete fly this fast in my entire life. Now, one thing is that as we transform our society and we bring more retail, office, hotel together in the little urban areas that I think that we're starting to see pop up, it seems to me that we're going to have a transportation issue, not necessarily internal to the different urban cores, but between them. And if we head towards mass transit over a certain period of time, I've got to believe there's going to be a crunch in a 10 or 15 year cycle as we switch from a commuter society to more of an urban transportation society. Thoughts?
Well, I think that's partly true, but I would also tell you that the transformation aspect of what's happening has a demographic aspect to it. If you look at the young professionals that are actually coming into downtown Miami, their focus on how they move about and the priority of their automobile is quite different than previous generations. And I think that has a big impact on how we'll play out in the future.
Oh, I don't dispute that. I've got a young man that's 25 years old, lives in the urban downtown core right across from the Challenger Memorial. We are our offices in Coconut Grove. It only takes him an hour to get there by bus. And when he does, he's socially unacceptable. So there's still some things we need to do to make transportation good through our different sectors. Neeson, what's going on with all that?
With transportation?
Yeah.
Well, there are some interesting things happening. And as Steve mentioned, the millennials, but not only the millennials, but even people of our generation who spend a lot of time in downtown are learning to use public transit and walk a lot more. So those changes in habits are happening. With respect to transportation, there are a couple of, I would say, particularly interesting things on the horizon. One is All Aboard Florida, which is a privately funded inner city rail from downtown Miami to Orlando.
Privately funded?
Yes, with stops in downtown Fort Lauderdale and West Palm. So that's going to tie into the main metro rail station. And of great interest, and something that's near and dear to my heart since something I initiated when I was mayor of Miami Beach, Baylink, the light rail.
High five to you finally.
The light rail system, which has been on off track now for the last 12 years, is coming back with a vengeance. Both the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the county, and the city of Miami Beach are getting serious about instituting a light rail between downtown Miami and South Beach, circulating both, going all the way up to Midtown. And, you know, you add that to this network pretty soon between Metro Mover, Baylink, you know, Metro Rail, you can connect a pretty good chunk of the urban core.
Well, that to me is the biggest issue, and the connectivity is really interesting because now I see the little trolleys riding around with Brickell and Midtown, and it's connecting all together, and it's really great, and they're full, and it's amazing. And Steve, let's go back to what you're doing in the Brickell corridor there. You're bringing something that it hasn't seen before, and that's good, solid retail alternatives. What's going on with that?
Well, retail is a big part. In fact, it's the fundamental foundation to the Brickell City Center development. Everything starts at the retail. We connect now four city blocks, and eventually it will be five. We not only connect it across the street so that the retail experience is unbroken as you travel from one block to the next, but we've also fully embraced Miami 21's concept that we have a retail shopping pedestrian experience from the sidewalk. All of the blocks will have retail on all sides, so that the walkability aspect of it in terms of experiencing as a community in a neighborhood will be completely different than what people have enjoyed in Miami in the past. And we think that is part of what makes a great city. If you look at New York, or you look at Michigan Avenue or Market Street in San Francisco, all of those cities have it. And there's no reason why we shouldn't have it. In fact, arguably, we have as good a weather to enjoy in that experience as they do.
Well, I'm very excited because I saw some of your really creative designs that you have for circulation and how to keep people comfortable in South Florida. It's really, really exciting. You know, Neeson, we were talking a little bit about Miami 21. What do you see about the impact moving forward on Miami 21 as the hand of Miami 21 continues to shape the city? What are some things to look for?
Well, I mean, I think all in all, it has worked out quite well. It's promoting better urban design, particularly where the building meets the street. Contrary to the fears of some people who are opposed to it, it has certainly not restrained major new development. And to the extent that a project is so large in scale that it requires some special tweaking of the regulations, that can be done too through the special area plans, of which Brickell City Center was the first special area plan adopted under Miami 21. So I think it's working well all in all.
Well, that's terrific. We've only got a couple of minutes left, but I wanted to talk to Steve about what he is or what he represents, which is the international flow of investment dollars into Miami. Miami's truly becoming an international city. Why did Squire decide to deploy more capital here in South Florida?
Well, I think at the end of the day, we see Miami as very much an up-and-coming international city. It's not the first tier. It's not the New York, London, Hong Kong, but it's a very, very dynamic second-tier city. The international awareness of Miami now has elevated dramatically in the last decade. 10 years ago, if I was traveling in China and I mentioned Miami, they say Miami Vice, because that was what was on the late news. Instead, today, they're all interested in Miami, what's happening here, the residential development, the commercial side, the lifestyle in particular, the Art Basel, the cultural things. All of these things have brought Miami forward in terms of its international perspective.
Well, we only have about a minute left, and I wanted to hand it off to Neeson. Neeson, this has been an incredible event. I've met some incredible people. I want to give you and your staff, as we say on the show, a high five for just improving it. I don't know how you're going to top it next year. What's on tap as we look forward to Ackerman here in Miami for the next year?
Well, first of all, thank you, Jim, for being a part of this again.
That's my pleasure.
Our Miami office, it's the flagship office of the firm, largest single law office in the state of Florida, and it's growing. It's dynamic. We're adding many just top flight attorneys in real estate and corporate specialized practice areas. Most recently, the top alcoholic beverage regulatory and licensing practice in the state, Rob Lewis's group, joined us, and so we really want to offer the highest level of legal services to the kinds of clients we have in the corporate and real estate sphere.
Well, Neeson, I want to thank you for making our show a part of your event. We look forward to continuing our working relationship on that end. And again, always thank you for providing myself and my clients with the top quality legal services whenever we come to call on you.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business. Oscar, take us away.